Hello, this is Pete Doherty from www.anxiety-hypnotherapy.co.uk and welcome to my audio boo. Today I'd like to talk about the self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm sure at some stage in your life you have had these negative thoughts that oftentimes come to pass. Now, when a person thinks about things in a negative way, they will also have negative emotions which occur as a result of that thinking. For example, in the past, I have seen students who are about to take an examination suddenly become very shaky and start to feel physically sick. And when I asked them how they were thinking about the examination, they would typically say things like, "I always freeze in exams," or, "Whenever I have to take an examination, I can't sleep and I worry about it for days before." Now, when you read into these responses, what is going on in the mind, in the thoughts and the negative processes, are becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. Very often these students did not perform to their true potential. We are either playing to win or playing to survive. The idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy has its roots in Greek mythology, and it is attributed to the sculptor Pygmalion. He created a beautiful ivory statue of a woman whom he fell in love with. Pygmalion named the statue Galatea, and he would dress her in the finest clothes and jewels. And he would pray to Venus, the goddess of love, that he could find a woman as beautiful as the one he had created. The myth goes on to suggest that the statue was brought to life by Venus after witnessing the love that Pygmalion displayed for Galatea. Once we make up our mind about something or someone, it often happens. Now, I'm not suggesting that you will bring statues to life. Only that what you hold to be true in your mind will often manifest itself in your life. The effects of the self-fulfilling prophecy and the expectations of teachers was carried out in a survey of teachers by Rosenthal and Jacobson in 1968. In that survey, it was discovered that the expectations of teachers had a significant effect on the performance of their students. If the teachers held positive expectations about the performance and the abilities of their students, the students would display improvement in the subjects being taught. Now, this is important information to be aware of. If you are a coach, a teacher, or a trainer, or anybody participating in something that they want to do well in. Because you will always meet your expectations. Your students would always meet your expectations. What would happen to your students' ability to learn if you are a coach or an instructor who holds the internal belief that the student will never get it right? The self-fulfilling prophecy is pervasive in its impact. So just take time to consider, what seeds are you planting in your own thought processes?